You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. We always like to say as well, you turn us on, you'll hear it. Yes, it is. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place near Rated R. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Yes, it is Tuesday. It is the 23rd of August. Let's look at a couple of things relevant to today's date. The Battle of Kursk Day today. That's being recognized in Russia. Day of the National Flag in Ukraine. Got one of each there, haven't we? International Day for the Remembrance of the Slave Trade and its Abolition. And the last one for right now, National Day for Physicians. And this, though, is not international. It's celebrated in Iran.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Change again. good advice there. Come on, everybody, wake up. Time is 5 minutes after 6 o'clock on this morning breakfast show. We do in this program is that we love music, and we're just making our way to 8.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Guests coming in a little bit later on this morning, so we'll tell you all about that soon. And got our usual bits and pieces. We'll check in with Ingrid. We've got news for you, we've got weather for you, and we've even got more music. Like this one of my favorites comes from his name is Taco. Right now, he's putting on the Ritz. Morning to Mary Lou.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime
for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix, putting on the Ritz.
There you go. It's got a dance. That is Taco. And Taco is an Indonesian Dutch singer and entertainer who started his career in Germany. So there's a combination for you. And that particular track, Putting on the Ritz, it was released as a single by him. That was in 1982, Putting on the Ritz. Oh, it sounds like somebody's going down to Yasmin's office. The song was issued by RCA Records and before it was released. Got a lot of airplay, didn't do too badly in the United States. Spread across Europe, it did quite well. That was after he brought out his album. The album, by the way, which that is on, is called After Eight. And I tell you, it's definitely worth a listen. And if you can get it, it's even worth a buy as well. One of the other tracks on there that I like is Dancing in the Rain. Which I played a couple of times here on The Breakfast Show. What we're going to do right now, though, we're going to do, yes, this. I'm about a minute early, but, well, have an extra minute if you want. I don't mind. Now, let's see. What have I got? Oh, I tell you what. Mickey. Have you named Mickey this morning? Oh, we can play this one for you. And the lady's name singing there, that's Tony Basil. And that, of course, is Mickey. Time on the Breakfast Show. 17 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. And I'm going to be with you right through until 10 o'clock, if you can cope with it. And talking about that, well, let's say Tony Basil and Mickey, great music. And, well, that's the way we like it. KC in the Sunshine Band, of course, and that's the way I like it. 20 minutes, just coming up for 20 minutes, or 19 and a half if you want to be exact, after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I was just taking a little look at some of those things relevant to today's date, 23rd of August. If you've just woken up and joined us, good morning to you. Yes, it's Tuesday, by the way. There we go. Some of the things relevant to today's date. And if we go back to the year 1305... it wasn't a good day for Sir William Wallace. No, Scottish patriot who demanded independence for his country. Or you may know him as Mel Gibson. That's the other one that he went by. Well, it's not a good day for him. He was hung, drawn and quartered in London for high treason by Edward the First of England. So I say, yeah, not a good day for him. Needed a safety hat. This is Men Without Hats. And safety dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave our friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Even though no one far behind. We'll meet from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See,
There we go, the safety dance by Canadian, by the way, band Men Without Hats, released in Canada in 1982. Second single from Rhythm of You, and written by their lead singer, a guy called Ivan Dorostyuk, after he had been kicked out of a club for pogo dancing, apparently. And it sounds, doesn't it? It sounds we've got a little bit of fluff on the needle on that one, doesn't it? Hope we haven't on this one. This is from Frida. Yep, Frida, one of ABBA. I know there's something going on. It's called The Breakfast Show. 24 after 6 o'clock.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
If you are keeping an eye on the time, a time on the eye. Half past the hour exactly of 6 o'clock, half past 6 in the morning. It is a Thursday morning, 23rd of August. And if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. It's a good start if you wake up. Looking at some of the local news, we will look at this in more detail a bit later on. We're looking at the Budget Commission of the National Assembly. They began the budget hearings for the year 2023 yesterday. Now, the nearly 82 entities that the state has must support their budgets for next year before this legislative commission, which is headed by PRD Deputy Vinicia Robinson. Yesterday, they were due to attend the National Council of the Savings and Capitalization System for Public Servant Pensions, that's SIACAP, the National Land Authority, the Accounts Prosecutor's Office, and the Superintendents of Banks and Securities. I tell you, while this is Jose Gabriel Montenegro, he's the director of ANATI, and he supported a budget for $19,957,398 for, among other things, land regularization and titling, implementing the cadastral information system, modernizing the Tommy Guardia Institute, and other investments as well. But the interesting thing about that was that during the support, in other words, when they're asking questions to him, the PRD Deputy and Vice President of the Budget Commission, this is Raul Pineda, asked the director of ANATI if it was true that there were checks that had been endorsed and had not been paid to the supplier. Montenegro, without specifying the number of checks, said yes. He says, when a check is endorsed and not paid, it is because Carlos Gonzalez, director of ANATI between 2014 and 2019, the candidate for Otro Camino, was charging the provider a bribe. This is according to the deputy of the commission, Pineda. Most of the people arrested for the cases of theft of supplies and medicines from the Social Security Fund, the CSS, are storekeepers, that is, those in charge of dispensing the merchandise. This was stated on Monday by the General Director of the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, referring to the recent operations carried out to dismantle a network made up of at least 21 people who stole medical equipment and supplies from the entity. A criminal complaint against the General Director of the Land Transit and Transportation Authority, the ATT&T, Carlos Ordonez, was filed on Monday, August the 22nd, before an anti-corruption prosecutor's office of the public ministry. The complaint on behalf of the Fundación Conciencia Ciudadana, and which is represented by Cristian Abrego, has to do with the closure that occurred on Sunday at the Centenario Bridge for the recording of a commercial, which was reported later had an AT&T permit. And moving on from that story, we got in 2013, the Costa Rican company MECO was awarded the construction of the road interchange that would facilitate the entry and exit of the former Howard military base. That's, of course, what we know now as Panama Pacifico. The project was awarded for $30.5 million, but 9 years later on, the cost of the network has risen to $43 million. The scope of the work was modified to make way for the expansion to 8 lanes of the Pan-American Highway between the Bridge of the Americas and Arihan. The Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabons, commented that the only thing left to do is to complete the construction of the ramps to connect the interchange access. Now, according to the Visible Contractor portal, the work has a global progress now of 98.6%. On Sunday, the Ministry of Public Works enabled a detour at the Howard Interchange to continue with the expansion works to 8 lanes of the Pan-American Highway. Now, Gilberto Marengo, Director of Special Projects of the Ministry of Public Works, commented that the diversion, which will be enabled going through till the 31st of December, will allow the installation of a 1.8-meter pipeline, rainwater caissons, and the bridge over the Velasquez River. The Directorate of Traffic Operations of the National Police confirmed that the infractions registered this year for driving in a state of proven drunkenness of alcohol, alcoholic breath, already exceeded those of last year. According to the data released in 2021, some 5,242 infractions were administered to drivers between alcoholic breath and proven drunkenness. However, to date, 9,452 sanctions have been recorded for the same reasons. Now, that's 4,210 more. Don't drink and drive. That's silly. Two vehicles were swept away on the night of Sunday. This was by the flooding of the La Pita stream located in Carlos Santana Avila district. This is in the province of Veraguas. As a result of the event, one person sadly died and 5 were rescued, reported the National Civil Protection System. According to official reports, the driver of one of these vehicles, approximately 54 years of age, was trapped while the rest were able to get out of their cars, which was achieved after the manoeuvres of the rescuers. Sinoprop, by the way, has reiterated that it issued a national prevention notice which will last until the 24th of August due to the entry into the country of tropical wave number 29. Thus, the call was made to the population to be aware of the levels of the rivers and the stream. So please do be out there. Do be aware that the weather can change very, very quickly. All right, today is the 23rd, so that last goes through till the end of tomorrow as well. All right, breakfast show time. We are 23 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock.
you. I wanted to say I think a little emotion goes a long, long way. Careful now, don't get caught in your dreams. Look out, baby, this is not what it seems. Ooh, ooh, baby, you've been so good to me. Please don't make it what it's not. Well, I thought we agreed on what we need. So listen to me.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We'll be right back.
Mr. Sammy Hagar, and Your Love is Driving Me Crazy. And before that one, we had Silver and Wham Bam. Break for show time. I know you're keeping on time. 16 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, I wasted a lot of time last night. Well, not unusual. I don't know if you've got it. Have you got on your phone? This is an app called Radio Garden. All right, it's an app called Radio Garden, and it's a map of the world, and you'll see a lot of green spots and everything on there. They're radio stations. Yep, they are radio stations. And last night I was rummaging around how many radio stations in London. Just on their list, you've got 442, I think it was, or 424 radio stations. And what you can do is you can go along, you can, when you find one you like, you can add it to your favourite stations. For instance, Cool FM is there. They come through bright clean. You go to Panama and you see all the radio stations that are broadcasting out of Panama. And I came across this one. I was just saying, yes, there is a radio station in London that just plays bird songs. Yes, it's absolutely true. Just bird songs, that's all they play. What do you mean it's better than this show?
tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we go, Fleetwood Mac and Rhiannon. Oh, what a great track that is. And that was preceded by another great track, Survivor, of course, and Eye on the Tiger. If you are keeping an eye on the time, which I know a lot of you do at this time of the morning, 7 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's program. I just want to remind you, by the way, our friends at Lumicentro, Cyber Night at LamparaYar.com. All right, the official Lumicentro marketplace brings you 30% off. Yep, discounts on selected products from 8 p.m. This is it. You can shop at night. It's fun, isn't it? Because at night you need lights, and if one isn't working, this is the place to go, you see. You can go there and you can shop at night from 8 p.m. till 8 o'clock in the morning every day and Sundays all day. Exclusive promotions for the entire month of August are applying, and that's only on web shopping. So there you are. Want some great discounts? It's all very illuminating, you know. Lumicentro, brilliant. There you go. Right. Now, what else? Oh, something else I was going to tell you. I can't remember what now. Which is totally normal. But I'll tell you what, how are you getting on with the traffic out there? All right. Is it all clear this morning? Don't forget, do drop us a little WhatsApp. Okay, not if you're driving, you don't do it. Get somebody else to do it. The number 677-18822, 677-18822. That's our number here in the Breakfast Show studio. WhatsApp number that pops up in front of you here on 89.3 Cool FM. That's where we are, the Breakfast Show. So we can help you out with that. But I don't know, what is the traffic like out there?
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care, we'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play, like a mess right here. Do whatever, I like it weird, okay. Let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear, just say.
Yes.
All year, come play, like a mess right here. Do whatever I
Calvin Harris featuring Justin Timberlake there. Bussy and Farrow, he's on there as well, you know.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Yes, indeed. By the way, another good piece of advice for you if you're making your way into work now, want to pick up something for breakfast. The De Gourmet Store. Yes, the De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen specialty food store. Don't forget they are now also in Paitia Mall. This is right next to the Pacific Center. So do pop in. They've got some great choices there that you can have as you make your way into the office. Pop in there and perhaps take yourself a couple of empanadas or something like that to enjoy. And lunchtimes, don't forget to get a bit of grab and go. Yep, at the De Gourmet Store. And that's they're there for you there. They're there for you from Monday to Saturday. All right, right next to the Pacific Center in the Paitia Mall. And it is time for us right now. What we're going to do, we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this. It's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going through the week, aren't we? Slowly. Now, let's see, what have we got for you? Malaysia's former Prime Minister, this is Najib Razak. He left court in a black vehicle with a police escort on Tuesday, shortly after he was ordered to begin a 12-year prison sentence on charges related to the multi-billion dollar 1MBD graft scandal. He was seen leaving Malaysia's top court by a Reuters witness through his, although his destination right now remains unclear. The United States Embassy in Kiev, warning of an increased possibility of Russian military strikes on Ukraine in the coming days around Ukraine's Independence Day, has again urged U.S. citizens to leave if they can. The Department of State has information that Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities in the coming days, the embassy said in an alert on its website. A total of 33 cargo ships carrying around 719,549 tons of foodstuffs have left Ukraine under a deal brokered by the United Nations and Turkey to unblock Ukrainian seaports, the Ukrainian Agricultural Ministry said on Tuesday. The Joint Coordination Center in Turkey that monitors implementation of the agreement put the total amount of grain and foodstuffs exported from three Ukrainian Black Sea ports since the deal was reached at 721,449 tons. Iran has dropped some of its main demands on resurrecting a deal to rein in Tehran's nuclear program, including its insistence that international inspectors close some probes of its automatic program, bringing the possibility of an agreement closer, according to a senior U.S. official telling Reuters. The United States aims to respond soon to a draft agreement. Now, this is proposed by the European Union that would bring back the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran that former President Donald Trump abandoned and current President Joe Biden has sought to revive. Twitter removed on Tuesday a video of a Ukrainian woman being raped by a migrant in an Italian city that was posted by far-right leader Giorgia Meloni, who is leading the race to become Italy's next prime minister. Meloni tweeted the blurred video, which was originally published on a newspaper website late on Sunday, saying that she could not remain silent in the face of this atrocious episode of sexual violence. New York State voters head to the polls on Tuesday in the first competitive congressional election since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned national abortion rights, a contest that could prove a bellwether for November's election battles for control of Congress. Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro are vying for an open seat in the House of Representatives in a special election that coincides with party primary contests taking place across the rest of New York State, as well as in Florida and Oklahoma. A former Louisville detective is expected to plead guilty on Tuesday to helping to falsify a search warrant that led to the killing of Breonna Taylor, a black woman whose death fueled a wave of protests over police violence against people of color. The former officer, Kelly Goodlett, is scheduled to appear at 1 p.m. before U.S. District Court Judge Rebecca Grady Jennings in a federal court in Louisville. This is, of course, in Kentucky. She's expected to be arraigned and to enter a plea. Former President Donald Trump on Monday asked a federal court to temporarily block the FBI from reviewing the materials it seized 2 weeks ago from his Florida home until a special master can be appointed to oversee the review. Trump's motion, filed in federal court in West Palm Beach, Florida, also demanded that the U.S. Justice Department provide him a more detailed property receipt outlining items the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago home during its August the 8th search, and ask investigators to return any items outside the scope of the search warrant. And that's it. Some of the things in the international news here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, Pool FM, and we're going to go back to the music. In a little while, we'll take a look and see what the weather's doing, but what I can tell you right now, looking out the studio window, not bad, we see sunshine. When we see sunshine, what else do we see? We see lots of dust in the studio too.
Until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned. On that day,
keep feeling fascination, passion burning.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned.
Passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hand. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hand. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
All I wanna do is get my nails done. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend a big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little West Side chick out of London. Boy, boo, that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas, that be getting all the dudes. Day night for my dudes, got the lace with a glue. I'ma dance all night in my new jeans.
Give me friends through my team, boy.
Forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance, baby.
All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance.
Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
Dance. Do you know, I was listening to the radio the other day. I was listening to BBC Radio 2. They were playing that song as well. We DJs, we all do the same thing. He finishes and we have to finish it for him. We will say, dance. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on time, we're 15 minutes right now. That's after the hour of, 7 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Glad you could join us. Oh, yes, yes. If it's your birthday today, why don't you put your hand up? Nikki? Got your hand up? Good. I got a letter from Mum Jessica. It says, good morning, Jerry. Can you please help me wish a very happy day to my daughter, Nikki, who is turning 15 today. Wow. She's a lovely kid, sweet, caring, and hardworking, so she deserves the best. I would like her to hear a Rascal Flatts, and that's my wish for you, as it sums up pretty much what I would like for her.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth and you'll smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that his life becomes all that you want until your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. I hope you never look back, but you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything.
You never need to carry more than you can hold.
There we go. That's from Mum Jessica for you this morning. Nikki, have an absolutely wonderful day. 15 years of age. Wonderful. So much to look forward to ahead of you now. And as Jessica says there, that's her wish for you. And all of us here at TBS, by the way, wish you a very, very happy birthday. Time on the Breakfast Show, 20 minutes right now this afternoon at 7 o'clock. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a look in just a second at the weather. Looking out the window, sunny.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And we're going to start off over there in Colón, Costa Rica, province of Colón. 31 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature to date, with 22 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity is there at 78%. And it is going to be partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Chance of rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, it is going to be cloudy. Now, let's take a look. West Panama, 31 degrees Celsius, the max today, 22 the minimum, 37, the thermal sensation was 79% relative humidity. Cloudy this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and chance for a few showers tonight as well. Moving up to us here in the metropolitan area, let's see what is in store for us. 31 degrees Celsius is the max, 22 the minimum, 37 the thermal sensation with relative humidity at 79%. Now, they say cloudy, but I can tell you this, sunny right now at the moment. So we'll give them a bit of a, let's go 50-50, partially cloudy. All right. This morning, this afternoon, and those isolated showers, and it'll be cloudy to tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, around the Perlis Islands area, 30 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, with 84% relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course of the morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. Interesting out there. No mention today of thunderstorms, which is all rather nice. Let's move on to maritime. Let's take a look, start off with our tides for today. The Pacific, let's look at that. High tide, that was at 105 this morning. That was 3.63 metres. And low tide, we just missed that. That was just before 7 o'clock, in actual fact, 24 minutes ago, 2 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and that was 1.58 meter low tide. High tide again will be at 1:14 in the afternoon. That's 3.87 meters, and the last low tide 7:32 tonight, and that will be 1.22 meters. All right, there we go. There's the tides on the Pacific, Caribbean. What's happening here? Low tide. That was at 5:20 this morning. That was minus 0.03 of a meter. High tide will be at 10:40 this morning, and that's 0.06 of a metre. Low tide again, 1:18 in the afternoon, 0.03 of a metre. And high tide, that's the last one for today, 9:43 tonight, and that'll be 0.34 of a metre. So there we go, there's the tides. What do we have with regards to sea conditions? Well, let's start off on the Caribbean. Good conditions for this morning, no advisory for you, 10 to 12 kilometre an hour winds, and they're coming from the south-southwest. And in the afternoon, we have good conditions continuing, 5 to 6 kilometre an hour winds, south-southeast, that's very low, just a very slight breeze, and waves are at 1 foot. All right, so that's this morning and this afternoon. On the Pacific, let's see what's in store. We've got good conditions, 10 to 12 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest with 3 foot waves this morning. This afternoon, again, good conditions prevailing, 16 to 18 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south, waves at 2 foot in the, 2 feet in the afternoon. So there we are. But don't forget, there is still an advisory progress from Sinoproc because of this, this 29th wave now, 29th of the season, where there could be a lot of rain in the interior. All right. Mainly in the interior, I guess. So please, please do be careful out there.
Oh,
journey and separate ways, worlds apart.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellent. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Cuidemos cura en los recipientes marcados. La Metropolitana.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on The Breakfast Show, 28 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. At the top of the hour, don't forget, we got the local news for you, 8 and 9 o'clock. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got a guest. I'm going to tell you all about that in about 5 or 6 minutes' time, I guess. Look at some of the international business news for this morning. Soaring gas prices, a recession looming over Europe, red-hot inflation, and the euro back to near two-decade lows. It seems like there's no dearth of bad news in the region. Just ahead of key flash purchasing managers index survey data that may show another month of business contraction. The latest market concerns over runaway gas prices are not entirely new, but with Europe facing more cuts in Russian oil and gas exports, the pain can only get worse. Société Générale's strategist notes that spot prices are up 70% in a month and six times as high as they were a year ago. Though this doesn't translate directly into a big rise in the cost of imported natural gas, the strategist says that the impact on Europe's terms of trade will be devastating if prices stay at current levels for long enough. The cocktail of negative news has already pulled down the euro to its lowest in two decades, while the pound was hobbled near a 2.5-year low. The Grand Crypto project has declined in 2022. Total user funds deposited in decentralized finance has shrunk to about 61 billion from over 170 billion at the start of the year. This is according to figures from data aggregator Defi Llama. In a fresh jolt, the US Treasury has sanctioned one of the industry's biggest mixers, tools that pull and scramble crypto into thousands of addresses to boost anonymity, saying it was used by hackers to launder their gains. The Russian ruble firmed slightly on Tuesday after initially easing beyond 60 against the dollar, while shares in leading internet firm Yandex outperformed the market after the company said that it was selling some assets to state-controlled rival VK. At 8:10 GMT, the ruble was 0.1% stronger against the dollar at 59.8. after hitting 60.41 as it headed away from near four-week high of 57.7 it reached on Friday. United Kingdom's mid-cap index hit a fresh one-month low on Tuesday as the looming gas crisis in Europe and the data showing slower than expected growth in business activity exasperated fears of recession. The domestically orientated FTSE 250 slipped at 0.1% down for a third consecutive session as soaring UK gas prices added fears of surging inflation that has restrained the economy. The exporter heavy FTSE 100 slid 0.3%, dragged by pharma and consumer companies, but oil majors Shell and BP inched higher, supported by rising crude prices. And talking of oil, oil rose $1 a barrel on Tuesday as tight supply moved back into focus as a result of Saudi Arabia floating the idea of OPEC plus output cuts to support prices and the prospect of a drop in US crude inventories. The Saudi energy minister said OPEC plus had the means to deal with challenges, including cutting production, state news agency SBA said on Monday, citing comments Abdulaziz bin Salman made to Bloomberg in an interview. And that's it. That's some of the things in the international news for this morning, mainly to do with the economics and, of course, the oil situation. I'm a little bit concerned. Saudi Arabia saying that they can cut back production to keep the price. Well, the price is so goddamn high. We need to be increasing production, I think. Right, we are 24 minutes since before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, that is Cool FM.
With child, held in love.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And I can't stand the rain. Well, very nice for a Lorraine, is it? Well, 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, let's say a very good morning to Renee for this morning. She says, good morning, sunshine only, please. Okay. She says, by the way, we discovered yesterday that the storm on Sunday that struck our house with lightning, apparently, fried one of our TVs. Oh, well, one less thing for the movers to pack when they start our move out tomorrow. Yeah, they're leaving. They're going. They're deserting us. Luckily, we're worldwide, so they can still tune in. Could you ask, Renee asked if we could please play 867-5309. Hey! From Jenny. Well, there's one way of getting your phone number out there, isn't it? Tommy Two Tone. Tommy Two Tone, yes. Bit of a power band, yeah, going back to the 1980s. And they're known for that one, the 1981 hit, which was 867-5309. Jenny. Peaked at number four for them, yeah, on the Billboard Hot 100. I think that's right, yeah. Though some people, by the way, consider the band to be a one-hit wonder. They did, in actual fact, reach the top 40 the year before with a song called Angel Say No. And as one might expect, yes, a lot of people, it did lead to a fad of people dialing 867-5309 and, well, asking for Jenny.
I wake up, terrify myself again, cake to make up, and a little loss. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling? Will I got it less? Ideas so them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. I walk out of my masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I gotta live? I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. All my friends say, but I don't think so.
That's the latest single from Mr. Robbie Williams called Lost. And album due out, I believe it's going to be called 25. That's in Roman numerals. And it's due to be released beginning of September, I think between the 6th and the 9th of September, of Robbie Williams. Joining us, by the way, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, probably around about 8.25, 8.30 sometime, we're going to be talking with Elena Forero. and artistic director of Photo Lab. So they've got some great things coming up. We're going to be talking about their program, which is coming up for September. So do hang around with that and talk about that. Photo Lab. Interesting. Find out exactly what they do, how you can get involved as well. That's it. 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. Well, talk about Robbie Williams. Moving on from Robbie Williams to another great British singer, Will Young. And this is Why Does It Hurt? Does It Hurt from Mr. William Robert Young. Yes, Will Young there. And he comes from a place called Wokingham in Berkshire in England, and came to prominence. This was after he won the 2002 inaugural series of the ITV Talent Contest Pop Idol, making him the first winner of the worldwide Idol franchise. His double A-sided debut single, by the way, Anything Is Possible in Evergreen, was released 2 weeks after the show's finale and became the fastest selling debut single in the UK. And he also came in fifth place in World Idol, performing a single like My Fire, written. That one, of course, was written by the Doors. William Young, very good performer. That's what I think.
Heard it from a friend who
from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, they talk to cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line.
REO Speedwagon and Take It on the Run. That has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica_panama.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
I'm
never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kid to know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, 'cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't be with nobody else. Lord, hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no. Fixing up the mess we're in, 'cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, 'cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
There we go, yes, I like that one. That is Todrick Hall and Breath. That one before that, the 1975 and Somebody Else. Breakfast show time is 25 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music in a minute, then we'll be joining my guest here in the studio. That is Elena Forero and from Photolab. We're going to be talking about that. That's all to come, it's all exciting, you know. But in the meantime, let me just quickly remind you about a couple of things. Lighting, very important, especially around the house. You know, I'm a great fan of lighting, and I like my lighting really so it's not in your face so you don't see it. But there's lighting for everybody, and that is at lamparaya.com. All right, now there's a cyber night at lamparaya.com. It's the official Lumicentra marketplace that brings you 30% off. Now, the best time, isn't it, to buy lightings when you don't have any light, which of course is at night time. And they actually have discounts on selected products from 8 p.m. going through till 8 o'clock in the morning. And this is every day and Sundays all day. Exclusive promotions for the entire month of August applies, and it's only on web shopping. So go look, that's a great idea. I love it. In Quinta Vente Quattro, of course, our sponsors do remember that if you're looking for a TV, they've got the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama. Now in Quinta Vente Quattro, this is with the Entrega Domicilio service, and you get free delivery with 10% off. And that's only at Quinta Vente Quattro. And the other thing, of course, is you've got to feed yourself. And lunchtime is only well, about 3.5 hours away. And if you want something good and healthy and easy, go to the Day Gourmet store. This is in Paitia Mall. And there you'll find the much sought after grabs and goes. Yeah, take it away with you. Grab it and go. And you can heat it up. So something for heating up. You can take it with you. Heat it up for lunch. And they're absolutely delicious dishes. They're all ready to eat and enjoy. It's as easy as that. That's at Day Gourmet store in Paitia Mall. Paitia Mall is a strip mall which is right next to the Pacific Centre in Paitia. All right, Day Gourmet store in Paitia Mall. They're waiting for you. So do pop along. Right, as I said, one more piece of music and then we'll be back with my guest. Oh, I'm playing my theme tune. Time to jump out of a helicopter. Well, you know what that one was. Of course, I'm exhausted after that. That was Larry Mullen and Adam Clayton, of course, the theme to Mission Impossible. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are just exactly 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And, well, nice to welcome to the studio my guest, Eliana Forero. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Nice. Thank you for having me.
It's a nice smiley face. We like smiley faces.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
Hey, Photolab. Let's start. Give us an overall run of Photolab and what they're doing.
Sure. Okay. Well, Photolab is a photography festival that we've been putting together for the last 5 years. So
right,
we're turning five this year. Mm-hmm. So it's a big date for us.
Sure.
And even though that the last 2 years, for all the reasons that everybody knows, we've been virtually, we never stopped. We kept going.
Sure.
We thought it was very important to keep in contact with all our followers and all the people that like photography. And during the pandemic, it was photography was like a therapy for us.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, so you know, during the sort of lockdowns, and that was just a sort of chance to experiment and do different things photography wise.
Yeah. No, we started doing challenges, like photography challenges with people in Instagram, and I think that kept us a little bit sane in the process, you know, because we were in lockdown and at home with nothing to do or with a lot to do with two or three people. I mean, in my case, we were three people at home, and we were trying to, you know, have our own space and still be creative within our space.
Could you still go out and photograph in the supermarket?
Well, I guess. that was a hectic time at the beginning. I remember going out, you know, the day that I was supposed to, during the time I was supposed to. And I was very worried at the beginning, and I didn't want to go, but you have to. So at that time, I thought, well, we need some creative time here. Mm-hmm. And the way to keep it real was to put together some challenges through Photo Lab's Instagram. So I never thought about not doing it, not doing the festival to 2020. So we have to transform the whole format.
Sure.
Because the festival format it was made since the very beginning for face to face format.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of hard for us at the beginning, because doing that jump, we have to restructure the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
Think out of the box.
I know. And then, doing all the Zoom thing, and, you know, we were doing it just because of work, barely, and putting all the educational program and all the workshops and everything, contacting all the photographers and see if they were willing to do it. That was interesting, I should say. But I'm thankful to all of them, because all of them, they jump in and they say, let's do it. We have to keep doing it. And there we go. So we do it virtually in 2020 and 2021. And this is our first year after the pandemic.
You're back. Yes.
Yeah, we're seeing each other face to face. So I think this is huge. And it's a treat also, because we're going to be doing it in the Teatro Nacional.
Oh, wonderful.
In the National Theater.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
They are big, huge, and important allies of PhotoLab, and they are letting us do all the workshops in these alternative spaces that they have. So we're going to be, like, all around the theater talking about photography. And the other thing is that this is the first time that not only that we're going to see face-to-face after the pandemic, but this time, all the people that participate can take their cameras with them, and it's going to be like a practical thing.
Right.
So,
right.
So some part, I would say 20, 30 minutes, it would be like with the photographer learning the basics of that specific workshop, and then you get time to put in practice what you're learning there with the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be interesting. The themes that we're doing this year are very interesting too. The other thing is that for the first time, the format also is going to be a hybrid, because we're going to have a face-to-face program and a virtual program.
I mean, that's one of the interesting things, one of the good things that have come out about it, because we were talking the other week with Patricia from the Jazz Festival, and we were talking about how they went through the pandemic. And they also went virtual, and the spread became so much greater. And like you, they said, well, you know, this next jazz festival, the one for next year, that will be both. That's going to be physical and virtual. So some things have come out of this. I mean, you know, to be perfectly honest, before the pandemic, I thought Zoom was to do with photography. It was, you know,
And then we ended up relying on this new fad, this I new know. Thing, and it's still going strong.
Yeah, I know. And regarding what you just said, it's very important to us too, because the virtual side of all these, you know, pandemic
mm-hmm,
thing
mm-hmm.
gave us Photo Lab the opportunity to get international.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. and there was a lot of people. We reached over 1,000 people in 2020 and 2021 in countries that we didn't even know we could get. I mean, people from US,
mm-hmm.
Iceland, Spain, Chile, Colombia. I mean, they watch the workshops and mm-hmm. they sign mm-hmm. up to participate. So I think that we have to get the best of both things, you know, like the physical side and the virtual side. But there's no way that we can go back to what we were before. I think
no.
we have to move forward
yeah.
and use it, you know, and mm-hmm. see how we transform all of our cultural initiatives
sure.
and just keep going and restructure the whole system. So I think it's good. The virtual thing is good. But it was time. It was
mm-hmm.
time to see face to face, and I think that for the fifth anniversary of PhotoLab, I think this is amazing. I mean, it's time to see each other.
And I see one of your sort of programs this year is women, getting women more involved.
Yeah, we have a couple of initiatives in PhotoLab that we've been creating throughout the years, and one of them is a podcast. We have a podcast. It's called La Zona Mem, and it's funny because we created the space for women for
mm-hmm.
who
mm-hmm.
like who
mm-hmm.
like photography, or professionals or amateurs or beginners, and 49% of the people that listens to the podcast is men. So it's really funny how they've been asking us to do more things for men too. But we do have two contests that are going on, and the open call is still until the 25th of August,
mm-hmm.
And they are part of the activities of the festival. And the first one is the Concurso Mem, which is for women photographers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other one is El Visionado, which is open to everybody.
Okay.
All
mm-hmm.
levels
mm-hmm.
of mm-hmm. photography. So you can still go into our website and look for the basis of both contests. They're still open until August 25th. So I like to invite people to participate because
mm-hmm.
it's a great opportunity to have other professional photographers look through your work and tell you, you
mm-hmm.
know, how
mm-hmm.
how you're doing and how to put together a portfolio, and it's amazing that opportunity. You don't get it anywhere. You have to pay for a Visionado. You have to
sure.
pay sometimes.
I mean, it's interesting because we were talking before we came on air about when I went on vacation and I took my Sony with its
mm-hmm.
big lens, which is amazing for zoom photography, and I took my phone with me, my $300 phone, and I only got my Sony camera out when I needed to take long shots. Now phones have developed so much. I mean, this isn't an expensive phone by any means, but the camera, the results of return surprised even me. But do you sort of concentrate in any ways? Because let's face it, 99% of people in the street now, they've got their phones. There's no escaping, you know. If somebody sneezes in the wrong place, somebody's got a picture of it or a video, you know. So, do you do anything specifically for the use of cell phones in photography?
Well, I was talking about that yesterday. I was asked the same question, like, if you take a photo with a cell phone, is this a professional photography? I mean, if you're a photographer, should you be taking pictures with a cell phone? And I think it's just...
The answer must be yes, because if
yeah.
it's a good photograph, it's a good photograph.
Exactly.
And
it's not the camera or the cell phone that takes the picture.
It's
you.
The visit. Exactly. So that's what I say. It's composition. It's the way, you know, people will see a picture and they take a snapshot. Some of us like to look at a picture and look at a different way of taking that snapshot, you know, from a different angle or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I think the result of the picture that you take surely is the main thing,
mm-hmm.
not how you took it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Would that be right?
Yeah, of course. And the other thing is that you might know all the techniques and the technical things about the, you know, your phone's camera or your camera, but if you don't know how to do composition, and if you don't know how to treat the light or how the light works in a picture, I mean, it could be a really bad picture.
Yeah,
even though it, your phone, it's, you know, you a $5,000 phone,
sure.
you know.
Exactly.
And we have to take under consideration that that's why the phones are called intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
They do most of the work when you
take
the picture.
Very true.
So people think that it's the phone, but no, it's the person behind it who, you know, has to do the composition and to have a good eye and a good taste to for photography. So it's a combination of a lot of things.
All right. Well, we're chatting with Eliana. And we're going to take a piece of music, and we'll be right back. This is from Adele, When We Were Young.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Like a movie, it was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said.
Be exactly like we were before.
like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we're young.
Adele, what a beautiful song that is, When We Were Young. I don't think my memory goes back that far. My guest with me, we've got Eliana Forero from Photolab. And look, you've got a lot of things going on all the way through. Sort of, you know, I know you've got calls coming in now in August. Just run us through all these things you've got planned, because, I mean, you've got a lot going on.
I know. We are taking over the Casco Viejo this year, thanks to El Teatro Nacional, and the workshops, the face-to-face program is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have different workshops going on. We have folkloric photography with Rafa Chong and Odette Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to teach us how to put together correctly a pollera and how to photograph it, because there are special, you know, techniques on how to do it the right way. And I think that's going to be very interesting. Both of them, they work together closely, and she is the director of a folkloric group. She's going to be in charge of, you know, teaching us how, it, you know, to put together all the dress and the headpieces and all that stuff. So that's going to be very fun. The other one that we have is artistic photography with fabrics. And this will be with Gus Barrios, photographing a ballerina.
Okay.
He's very known for this technique, using, you know, photographing the ballerinas from the National Ballet. And he uses fabrics to do this, and, you know, the movement of the fabrics and the ballerina. So that's going to be very interesting, too. The other thing is the workshop for creative photography techniques. This is with Pibe Photo Escuela. I don't know if you know Pichu Urdaneta and Franco Asenza, the Pibe Photo Escuela. They're going to teach us how to be children again through photography. Doing a lot of creative things in the studio. And also we have a workshop about trash to dress, which is a wedding thing, you know, how to take pictures after the wedding with the dress and the couple and everything. And we're doing it in La Playita, just across from the theater. This is an exterior workshop. So that's going to be fun. We're going to have a couple. So they're not models. It's a couple that they recently got married. So they're still into the vibe.
She still got the dress.
I know. So that's going to be very fun, too. And that this is happening, this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things are happening on September 3rd, on Saturday, the first day. Then the second day, we are getting started at 9 a.m. with concept development for fine art photography with Janine Gaston. Fine art, it's becoming very popular here in Panama. I mean, there's a lot of people that's been doing it for a long time, but I think now in Panama we're getting more people trained in this art. It's just like painting with photography. So it's going to be very interesting. She's going to develop a concept. I think, well, I don't want to spoil the surprise, so I'm not going to say what, but she's going to have a model and develop the whole concept and teach how to photograph from the beginning, since you develop this concept, and how to do it in a space like the National Theater, and a little bit of editing too, how you do it. So after that, we have fashion photography with Gino Roberto, We're going to have fashion models and a designer that is letting us use the clothing and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he also is going to go through the whole process since the conception of the clothes and how you prepare the model, how you photograph for magazines and mm-hmm, stuff like mm-hmm. that, and how you expose your work to. So that's going to be very enlightening too. And then we have Gerardo Pesantes mm-hmm, with the mm-hmm. creative lighting for studio. He's going to go and do his stuff. You know how Gerardo is. So he's going to do his stuff in the main space of the theater. And basically that workshop is about lighting. So that is on September the 4th, the second day. That's the face-to-face mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. Then we get started on September 6th, which is a Tuesday, with the virtual program. And that Tuesday, we're going to have a talk with Aaron Sosa. He is a Panamanian photographer, but he lives in Uruguay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to talk about street photography and documentary photography.
Mm-hmm.
He's very well-known. His work is well-known in this area. So he's going to let us through the process of how you come up with a documentary series, how to do it,
mm-hmm. and mm-hmm.
how to approach people on the street and all that stuff. So I think that's very important. And that is the theme for the photo lab this year.
I mean, that's quite something.
Yeah,
I mean,
documentary.
And this is all going through from date-wise, I mean, because I know you're sort of winding up now.
Yeah.
And that's going through to when, the end of September? Or?
Yeah. We're going to... It starts, we say, from the very beginning, the September 1st, but the face-to-face program starts on the 3rd.
Okay.
And then we go through the next week, the 6th, and then on the 9th, we're going to have the photo walk, the night photo walk.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through the city, probably Cinta Costera,
mm-hmm.
with Sara Zamudio. And this is the first time that we do it at night because...
It's interesting because, I mean, night photography is...
It's different.
It is different.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that actually, with cell phones, surprises
yeah.
me now. It's mm-hmm. just how good they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, you know, cell phones, forget it. Night photography, forget it. Because the sky was just full of speckles. And
mm-hmm.
Now, like you say, they have the artificial intelligence built in. And they make these, and you get a beautiful dark sky, the lights of, you know, it's
yep.
it's just completely changed photography yeah. completely, hasn't it?
Yeah, and as you said before, too, the cell phones, they have a professional
mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make adjustments.
Mode, so mm-hmm. you can adjust it yourself and everything. So I think we have to take advantage
mm-hmm.
of that technology, you know, in improve our photography.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just not... demonize it.
And again, one of the advantages of cell phones is that when you make adjustments, you can physically see them on the screen. You know, when we used to use film, you know, you would calculate your adjustments, but you wouldn't get the result until you sort of went through the process of, you know. And of course, in those days as well, because I used to do a bit of my own back then, mainly black and white. I used to mm-hmm. love black and white photography. But of course, a lot of it's actually in the developing, because I remember you used to use your hand to yeah. shade so much mm-hmm. or whatever, and stop so much light getting to a particular part of the picture.
That was the fun part.
It was fun because that really is artistry, isn't it? I mean, it's what, like you said earlier on, it's what the person perceives the result mm-hmm. that he wants to get. Mm-hmm. Like an artist sitting down with a paintbrush and a canvas,
totally.
You know, it's the same thing. And I would say, you know, like we said earlier on, don't just look at an object, you know,
mm-hmm.
Look at it and think, you know, how am I going to be able to best show it, or how am I going to do it that can make it look a little bit different?
Yeah, or how am I going to tell the story?
Exactly.
There's always
exactly.
a story
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
a picture.
Yeah.
So you have to be, just you have to be patient and wait for it. But
and remember, you know, if you've got a cell phone, you've got one of these big memory mm-hmm. cards in there. Of course, if you've got an Apple, you can't, because you can't put one in there. You know, don't worry. You can take 10,000 photographs until you get it right.
I know. And you say that films are coming back? And I recently went to
Vinyl Records. I mean, we're always going.
I know. And but it was, I remember when I started using film too. Well, mm-hmm. back in, you know, I don't want to say, but the film, the cost of the film was around, I don't know, like $4, $5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're selling for $15.
Yeah.
So,
But then you got to find somebody to develop it for you.
Yeah, but I think there's a couple of places here in Panama.
Sure you can find, but we always used to take this to Russia, didn't we?
I know. And I remember when I used to go out, take pictures with film and, you know, 5-6 films and then taking them to Walmart. I used to live in the States.
Okay.
So, that was, for me, that was the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
the waiting
absolutely.
Developing.
Yeah, how'd it come out? Yeah.
Oh, I love that process. And then when you go and open the thing and just see, you know, what, which ones are good and which ones are not and which ones have that artistic mistake mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. input into mm-hmm. it. So mm-hmm. that was the fun process. I like it.
Yeah, I remember, you know, taking a picture of a young kid playing in a pool of oil underneath the house with his toy cars or whatever. And I had a roll of, I used to use the 120 film. I had a twin lens reflex. And, you would go through the whole film hoping you got one good shot, you know. And there was one just turned in, just said, he said oil all over his hands and on his face and said, a big grin. That's the one.
I know.
But it was the magic of it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, right now, nowadays with the technology, it's great that you can just erase or whatever doesn't work for you and then just retake the picture on the spot. But those who didn't live through that analog process and era, I really think it's coming back somehow.
I think it'll come back. I think the, you know, it's the processing. Also, of course, you've got to buy a camera that'll take mm-hmm. the film. It'd be interesting to see. It's like we've gone to vinyl, but the type of record decks that I used to work with, those like Thorin's transcripts with mm-hmm. these beautiful arms I used to work with, it's difficult to find them so much now because the market isn't that big. So sometimes you think, well, the players are not too. There was one player actually, it cost about $15,000.
Wow.
But you put your album in and you close the lid. And it played it with a laser.
Oh, wow.
But no, not oh, wow, because...
Can you
imagine? Because I said to somebody, well, but then it's digital. It's not analog, is it? Because the laser is taking readings, you know, as a computer would, and playing it. So you're paying $15,000, basically, to play an MP3, because... Because, you know, seriously, if you're using a laser to read it, it's not vibrating, it's not giving you the vibration on the records, it's probably not picking up the dust and the pops and the crackles, which we all used to love. But yeah, technology we have so much fun with technology. I mean, the studio now is completely digital. I can work now with this. No way could I work with this in the old days. You have somebody else doing it for you.
Yeah, and then you can be here or... on the other side of the world and mm-hmm. still do it. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
I just think that they're trying to somehow to come up with something that, in photography, I'm mm-hmm. talking about photography, mm-hmm. that has the two processes. Like, somehow when you take the picture, the process is going to be analog. Mm-hmm. And then when you develop and do all that stuff, it's going to be digital.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. I just think that a camera that can do both things, it's going to be like amazing.
Just before we go, because we've got to go, Eliana, but somebody said to me the other day about, well, you know, you've got all these things on your camera, you don't have the physical things to show people. And I said, you're joking. I said, I got 800 and something photographs that I took on vacation. I can bore somebody anywhere. On the train, and said, oh, by the way, I've got all my photographs here. Just sit down and make yourself comfortable. And sometimes we print out the ones we like and whatever. Anyway, Eliana, thank you so very much for being with us. We're going to put links on our website today to Photolab's site, but also we'll put another one specifically for the program. So if you want to know what's going on, you can see it there
as well. So sharpen the old cameras, and doesn't matter if it's a nice SLR or something like that, or your cell phone.
Whatever works.
Eliana, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope to see you again.
So, I tell you what, we'll sort of come. You must come back afterwards and tell us how it all went.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So there we are. Madam Secretary, please make a note. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Well, we're just a little bit late. So I am, and also, by the way, if you're saying, well, what happened to Ingrid? Don't worry, I haven't forgotten. She's coming up a little bit later on this morning. But right now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with a seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Thank you.
buzzing like flies round Waterloo underground. The Terry and Julie crossed over the river, only to sleep and sound. And they don't see no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise.
Was called English Sunset.
The first one, that was Waterloo Sunset from the Kinks, and that second one, that comes from the Moody Blues. They say English Sunset is what it's called. The only thing is that track is over 5 minutes long, which you know what that means. Normally, not this year though, I must admit, but normally that would be longer than the normal English summer. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, the ice age is here. Oh, it's cold. I have been climatized. It's 68, 69 degrees. I don't even, it's probably like 0 degrees in Fahrenheit Celsius. I don't know what it is, but it's chilly. It's colder than an air conditioning room. Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. We had a big old rain last night, and this morning the temperature just dropped like crazy. I have long pants, long sleeves, a jacket, and slippers on. I feel like Nanook of the North. What am I doing? I remember when I teased my parents when they moved to Florida that they had climatized because when it was 70 degrees outside, they needed a jacket. Well, I kind of think I know what that feels like right now. It is chilly. It is, oh, wow. I just got a glimpse of the orchids in the tree. They are a bloom. Wow. That changed everything. Now I feel better. I'm not so cold. But I hope it doesn't hurt my papaya plants and my bananas and my thing. I got to go check on those today and see if they're ready to chop, chop, bring them down. It is a glorious Tuesday. Oh, super excited. This week is going to zoom by. We stopped in at in Coronado and did some shopping. Somebody had been so kind to give us a gift card, and we got to go and spend it. Yay! Nothing better than having a gift card from some dear friend that gave it to you and then taking it and cashing it in and using it for something that you really, really, really want but wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself, but you did because you had that little extra gift card. That's kind of nice. I like that. That was a super-duper gift card. Well, I sure hope the frogs don't freeze because it's a chilly morning. I'm going to have me a big old cup of Joe and get some warmed up here because that's going to be a hoo-hoo. I can't imagine. Well, the sun's going to be popping out here shortly. I see some blue skies up there, so it's possible it's going to come around. All right, you guys be safe out there, and I will talk tomorrow's hump day. Hopefully, hump day. All right, you guys be safe out there, and back to you in the studio.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take. We'll be right back.
just seems to be sort of summing up the weather there, doesn't it, in El Valle? Cold as ice. And that was from Foreigner. 29 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're going to take a couple of just announcements for you, and then we will take another piece of music and pop along the corridor and see what's happening with Yasmin. By the way, don't forget, if you've got a car for sale, if you towed it on our sponsors, Encuentro 24, they'll sell it for you. They sell a car every 6 minutes. Believe it or not, someone buys a car in Encuentro 24 every 6 minutes. It's not the same person, but somebody does. And you've got, by the way, more than 5,000 cars to pick from here just in Panama. Do it quickly because, as we just said, they go fast in Cuento 24. If you publish it, what happens? They buy it, and that's what you want, isn't it? And please do not forget either, we're 28 minutes, by the way, before 10 o'clock, to pop along to the Day Gourmet store. This is the delicatessen and speciality food store. It's now also in Paitia Mall. This is next to the big Pacific Center here in Paitia. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. And we're getting up towards, was it 2.5 hours for lunch? Go and go after one of their sought-after grabs and goes. All right, delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. And the other thing I'd like to remind you about is that you can buy your lights at night. That's when you need them most, isn't it? Cyber Night at Lampariyar.com, the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off. Yes, discounts on selected products from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Every day and Sundays all day. Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August. It applies only, by the way, in web shopping. So Lumicentro, do pop along and check them out. It's all very illuminating. They have wonderful selections as well, I can tell you that. Right, that piece of music, Dust in the Wind.
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
There we go. There's Kansas and Sandstorm. Well, not really. It's called Dust in the Wind. Same thing. Right. Time on the Breakfast Show for me to take a little wander down the corridor, I think. See if he has it. I know she's around. I've seen her this morning. She's there somewhere. Morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
Oh.
Hello.
And, there you go. You're very low this morning. Very sorry.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me turn you up. Try that.
Hello. Now it's loud.
That was, yes. Okay. Try now.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. That's good morning. I'm deaf.
Sorry about that.
How was, that was, it was me adjusting the thingy.
Mm-hmm.
I should not do the thingy too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes.
And how was your yesterday? Because you went to an event, didn't you, yesterday?
Oh, yes, to the press conference of the Comic-Con.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's coming this weekend.
Did you dress up as Superwoman or something? Or?
No. But there were a lot of people that were wearing nice costumes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, this Friday at 3 p.m., it's going to start. It's going to start Comic-Con Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Saturday and Sunday. Friday, it's from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can go to their Instagram account, Comic-Con Panama, and you can see all the schedule of all the activities they're going to have. A lot of things, a lot of special guests
mm-hmm.
from movies and series. For example, David Ramsey from Syria.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Or actor from Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
Mason Dye.
Mm-hmm.
From La Casa de Papel.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more. So you can. They're going to have also contests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At a Panama Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there. It's going to be a very nice event.
I still haven't been there, you know.
Huh?
Oh, really? There's something happening with you. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Try now.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
That's better.
That's a bit better, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, you have to go.
Okay, yeah, no, the thing is, it's not open unless there's something actually on, is it? It'd be mm-hmm. nice to just go in there and have a nose.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, good. All right. So Comic-Con's coming. That'll be a fun event, won't it?
Exactly.
Is Ian into all those kind of things as well?
Well, this weekend he's going to be busy
uh-huh.
with other things, so we cannot go.
Okay.
Anyways, but yeah.
All right.
But yeah, he loved that.
It'll be busy. A lot of people go. A lot of people be there in their mm-hmm. capes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be fun for photos yeah. and everything. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you've been rummaging around a couple of days in music.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you rummaged?
Okay, born in this day, but in 1979, Richard mm-hmm. Neville with English boy band Five, who had the 1998 UK No. 2 single, Everybody Get Up, and the 1999 UK No. 1 single, Keep On Moving.
I tell you what, the first one, Everyone Get Up, that would be a good one to start the program with in the morning, wouldn't it? Get out of bed!
Yes.
By the way, it's 20 to 10 if you're still in bed. Get up! We'll be right back.
get together, put your hands in the sky. Stick 'em up, punk, hit them low, hit them high. No, I'm the bad boy that you invite for dinner. Ain't got no manners, 'cause I eat with my fingers. Lost boys terrorize the neighborhood. And hell to the back, you put me up to no good. So come on, come on, everybody keep checking us. Coming with the funk.
Well, there we go. That's it. Everybody get up. And it's from 5 here on the Breakfast Show. What have you got planned for tomorrow or today yet? Don't worry about tomorrow. That's another thing altogether. What have you got planned for today?
No, tomorrow you just relax at home.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to try and go to PriceMart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully it's a good day. Tuesday's normally quite a good day.
If you go early, right?
I'm not going to say that to anybody. I'm not going to tell anybody what's the best time to go. You know, it's, I would suggest you go now,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll be out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, I need to catch up on getting a few things in. Otherwise, we've run out of coffee. You know, so
okay.
I've got to go and get coffee.
Oh, yes, we need coffee.
We definitely need coffee. So, okay, well, look, you enjoy your day. We've got another This Day in Music, though. What have we got?
Mm-hmm. Also, born in 1978. Julian Casablancas,
mm-hmm.
guitarist, singer, songwriter from American rock band The Strokes,
mm-hmm.
who had the 2001 UK number 14 single Last Night, and the 2001 UK number 2 album is This Is It.
Okay, well, I got that. Last Night.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no screaming in this, yes. Go on screaming.
Okay.
Oh,
there we go. That's it. That's the Strokes there. And last night. Mm-hmm. So, well, you have a wonderful day, yes.
Thank you, too, and everybody.
All right. Oh, I tell you what, I was listening on my radio garden. I was listening last night, not on my radio. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Cool FM.
Oh, yes.
And you know how we love covers on this program?
Oh, yes.
And they played a great cover.
Mm.
It's from, they call themselves Sixth Finger. Mm-hmm. And the track is Paint It Black. You know that, so enjoy.
Nice.
Nice, relaxing. And
mm-hmm.
See you tomorrow, yes.
See you tomorrow.
I do like that. That's Sixth Finger, and it's called Paint It Black. Of course, the cover of the Rolling Stones. Tell you what, got a couple of minutes to go. Here's a good one to take us out. Booker T and the MGs. Time is tight, literally. to take us out of this morning's program, Booker T and the MGs. And time to say thank yous. Yes, indeed it is. Banging away the old microphone. And let's say thank you to our special guest that was with us in the 8 o'clock hour from Photolab. That's Elena Forero. Don't forget, we will have information, links to that on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. You can check it out there. And also a big thank you to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer, social media, and This Day in Music today as well. So big thanks to Yasmin for that. And also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, for her everyday story of country folk. A little bit later today, who just had to juggle things around a little bit. Big thanks to Ingrid. Hope she's warming up now. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, the Boys and Girls, the Group of Grada. Neil, of course, our co-producer, Boys and Girls Group of Grada, keep us up and running. And also, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Okay, I'll be with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And what do we say? We say that I want you to do whatever it is you're doing carefully. All right. Take it easy. Don't rush. So at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.